Unit 11. 10 tips on British culture for successful business in the United Kingdom.
As in many other industrialized countries, the last couple of decades have seen a major restructuring of British industry. Away from the more traditional heavy engineering and primary sectors, towards the service and tech fields. This process has also coincided with radical shifts in the approach to management and company structure. Many of the hierarchical and class-based models, which were so much a feature of the British industrial landscape, have been replaced by more modern business models, often heavily influenced by US thinking. Now let's take a look at 10 tips on British culture for conducting business successfully in the United Kingdom. A holistic outlook. Members of a team are expected to take a holistic interest in the project rather than confining themselves only to their allocated role. In fact, British companies tend to develop managers to be generalists rather than specialists. And managers are expected to be interested in and offer insight on a wide number of topic areas. Organizational structure. British organizations have moved away from the traditional hierarchical models of the past towards a much flatter system. In the process, many layers of management have been removed. Atmosphere. Managers try to develop a close, friendly relationship with staff and like to be seen as part of the team rather than removed from the team. Colleagues will virtually always use first names among themselves. It is considered very formal and distancing to use surnames. Experience. The value of pure academic education is viewed with some suspicion. Respect is earned through experience rather than qualification. It is rare to see a professor or doctor on the senior management committee of a large UK company. Diplomacy. The British place diplomacy firmly before directness and will try to avoid stimulating negative emotions in meeting situations. As a result, managers find it difficult to articulate direct instructions. In fact, the British can misinterpret direct speech as rudeness, aggression, and arrogance. Meetings. There are a lot of meetings in the UK, and they've often failed to produce the desired outcome. The British do less empirical preparation for meetings than other nationalities. Seeing the meeting as a forum for debating potential solutions means they will often begin with a good amount of seemingly meaningless small talk. This is seen as a good way to start the meeting in a harmonious manner. That said, meetings are reasonably structured, roughly following a predetermined agenda and keeping more or less to a determined time frame. Humour is acceptable and expected in virtually all business situations. Humour is not seen as unprofessional, even when used in intense and difficult meetings. Self-promotion is not appreciated in the UK. It is far better to self-deprecate. It is, of course, acceptable to be positive about your company and products. Women play an increasingly prominent role in business life, especially in the service industries. And lastly, formal dress codes of dark blue and grey suits are still prominent, although changes are starting to occur in this area. Get it right, and you'll have access to one of the most dynamic business environments. Get it wrong, and you'll need to head back and ask yourself why. Good luck, and if we can help you, call us at any time.